Hello and welcome to another episode of Archived Audio Reviews, the show where old becomes new and in stereo too. This episode is Marvel Civil War. Another graphic audio presentation, this time an adaptation of a famous Marvel Comics storyline, with the new Captain America movie coming out next year. It seemed appropriate to listen to this, despite the heads of Marvel saying it will be very different from the comics version. All that said, this starts off strong and gets better as it goes on. The one thing stopping this from getting a perfect rating, is due primarily to the ensemble nature of the story. Every major Marvel superhero is included. Spider-Man appears to be our protagonist. Then the attention shifts to Tony Stark / Iron Man. We have viewpoints from Sue Richards of the Fantastic Four and Captain America himself. The plot of the story revolves around two Avengers, Iron Man and Captain America. After an incident involving superheroes causing citywide destruction, the government and the people want superheroes to sign up for what is referred to as the Superhero Registration Act. At its core, this bill would completely change the way superheroes could operate. When the legislation is first introduced, the sympathy ball is all the way on Iron Man's side of the court. As the story progresses and characters switch sides, Captain America is shown to have some valid points. Ultimately, it's up to you as a listener to decide which side is right. For me, Iron Man's argument won out in the end, though I can see the other side as well. That's one of the story's greatest strengths. It's like watching a political debate with superheroes, except the rebuttals turn into all-out civil war. Fun fact, the actress who played Vin in the Mistborn trilogy also voiced Sue Richards. The difference is subtle, and it took me until the last hour and a half to recognize that it was in fact the same person. Ham, also from Mistborn, played the Punisher. That one was obvious, but neither one was a distraction. The denouement takes its sweet time to wrap everything up. It's to be expected, as the big climactic battle left a lot of people hurt, both physically and mentally. Each character needs a resolution of some sort. Even if you've read or know the bulk of the story's plot, having it unfold in audio is a great way to prepare for the first movie of Marvel's Phase 3 films, Captain America: Civil War. Graphic audio truly does a good job at making a movie for your mind. 4 out of 5 stars. The death of Captain America. The aftermath of Marvel's Civil War is a story which holds no punches, but those punches are rather soft. Unlike its predecessor, the death of Captain America doesn't have the luxury of falling back on other heroes and villains in the Marvel Universe when things get a bit dull. This is primarily a Captain America tale, or rather, the repercussions of his death to everyone who both knew him and knew of him. There are a plethora of characters in this story. Not as grand as Marvel's Civil War, but enough to keep it mildly interesting. The political undercurrent, which kept the story afloat, barely gets by with simple tropes. The main cast includes Agent 13, Bucky Barnes, the Falcon, and many others on both sides of the compass of good and evil, including those in the morally gray area. Within the first hour, the villain Crossbones has killed America's hero and most famous World War II veteran. As with most stories about assassination, the person carrying out the job is not the same as the person orchestrating it. There's a lot of mystery, but nothing which felt like a good Act 3 twist. The actors seem to downplay these moments of revelation in order to preserve the tone of the piece. Unfortunately for them, the tone isn't that interesting, and the foreshadowing is abysmal that it might as well not be there at all. One example of the poor, non-existent foreshadowing is the man pretending to be Captain America after Steve Rogers' death. This comes much later in the story, and no, I'm not referring to Bucky Barnes, aka the Winter Soldier. Before the imposter gets in the costume, he is found by Agent 13, and we learn all about him as apparently he was an important character in the Super Soldier Serum aftermath. For those not blessed with back issues of Marvel Comics, this feels like a bit of a stretch, considering this is the first time he's appeared in the story or is even mentioned. Like most graphic audio dramas, the casting is spot on and the music exhilarating and calm at just the right moments. Most of the complaints come from the adaptation or the source material, rather than the production value. The first graphic audio production I've ever disliked on some level. Hopefully it will be the last, as I truly enjoy the work they do. 3.5 out of 5 stars.